This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. New harrowing body camera footage has been released by the Antioch Police Department, documenting a chaotic sequence of events that began with a routine robbery call and ended with a police officer being kidnapped and forced to discharge his weapon inside a speeding getaway car. The incident started in the pre-dawn hours of February 20th, right around 5:16 a.m. Antioch officers were dispatched to a Food Max grocery store on Lone Tree Way after reports came in of an armed robbery in progress involving multiple suspects. Surveillance video from the scene shows a stolen Infiniti SUV literally smashing through the front glass doors of the store. Two men jumped out and allegedly threatened a clerk with a handgun. When Officer Travis Donaldson arrived on the scene, he attempted to intervene. He approached the passenger side of the suspect's vehicle, but as you're about to hear, the situation escalated from a detention to a life-threatening struggle in a matter of seconds.
Let me see your hand! Hey! Let me see your hand! Let me see your f***ing hand! Hey!
As Donaldson was shouting those commands, the suspect, identified later as 23-year-old Dominic D'Souza, didn't surrender. Instead, he slammed the car into gear and accelerated. Because the officer was partially inside the vehicle attempting to make the arrest, he was pulled into the passenger seat and trapped as the car tore out of the parking lot at a high rate of speed.
Stop the car! Stop the car! Hey! Stop the car! Stop!
D'Souza ignores Donaldson's instructions to stop, telling the officer to just jump out of a moving car, an act that would likely have been fatal at that speed.
Get out the car, bro!
Stop the car!
Get out!
Stop the car!
Get out!
Stop the car! Get out!
D'Souza began repeatedly threatening to crash the vehicle, essentially holding both of their lives hostage. Officer Donaldson, remarkably, tries to de-escalate, telling him it's not worth it.
Hey! I'm gonna crash!
Alright,
stop the car! Get out the car, bro! Stop! Get out the car! Get out the car! Stop! Get out the car! Get out the car, bro! Hey! Stop! Stop! I'm gonna crash, bro! Don't! Don't! It's not worth it!
It is worth it, bro! I got family, bro! Alright, talk to me!
When the pleading didn't work, Donaldson realized he had to take control of the vehicle before a high-speed collision killed them both or an innocent bystander. He gave D'Souza one final ultimatum: pull over or get shot.
Stop the car! I'm warning you, I will shoot your leg!
I'm about to get out.
With the suspect still refusing to brake, Donaldson fired a single, calculated shot into D'Souza's leg.
Stop the car! Stop the Stop! I will shoot you! I will shoot you!
According to the Antioch Police Department, the choice to shoot the suspect in the leg was a deliberate tactical decision to incapacitate the driver and reduce the likelihood of a fatality for everyone involved. Even after being shot, D'Souza didn't stop immediately. He eventually crashed into a parked car in a nearby residential neighborhood and tried to flee on foot, but officers caught up to him minutes later. D'Souza was treated for non-life-threatening injuries and is now facing a list of charges, including kidnapping, robbery, burglary, and assault on an officer. Officer Donaldson walked away with only minor injuries. A terrifying morning, but a testament to the split-second decisions law enforcement is forced to make. More crime and justice news after this. A Columbus Chevy truck driver is now facing the consequences of a crash that wiped out a young family, and investigators say the man behind the wheel shouldn't have even had a license to begin with. On April 11th in Delaware County, 50-year-old Madhu Ngum was driving a Freightliner when he failed to slow down for stop traffic. Video of the incident is harrowing. It shows a white semi-truck plowing into a line of cars, causing at least one vehicle to explode instantly, killing 37-year-old Luke Sapowski, his 36-year-old wife, Linnea, and their 1-year-old son, Logan. The tragedy was compounded this week when the Ohio Department of Public Safety revealed a staggering history of identity fraud. According to authorities, Ngum entered the United States in the 1990s and began using multiple names and birthday to obtain government IDs. He reportedly obtained a fraudulent Ohio driver's license in 2003 and a commercial driver's license in 2007 using an alternate identity. He even became a naturalized U.S. citizen under that false name before changing his name back to Madhu Ngum in 2015. The sheer scale of the deception has led Ohio officials to turn the case over to Homeland Security and federal prosecutors. While the legal system untangles the decades of fraud, the Delaware County community is left mourning a family described as a kind of couple who loved being parents. On the day of the crash, dozens of witnesses called 911, their voices filled with the horror of the scene.
Auto accident on 71 with a possible DOA. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, we're on the 71 South. They were hit by a semi-truck. And
okay,
the car
like a fire. Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay,
the fire is, like, huge. But the people are, like, stuck in the car.
Ngum remains in the Delaware County Jail on a $500,000 bond. He is facing 3 counts of aggravated vehicular homicide and 4 counts of vehicular assault. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.